To review the news from the war, Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein remains defiant. He said in a television appearance broadcast today that victory is near, and he urged his soldiers to strike at the invaders. The U.S. death toll from the heavy fighting at An-Nasiriya in southern Iraq has reached 10, according to reporters on the scene. That town is where two key bridges cross the Euphrates River. Other U.S. forces are continuing to press cautiously toward Baghdad, which came under another airstrike today. And the first U.S. wounded soldiers arrived today at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Even if the country rallies around the president as the nation's leader at a time of war, protests against the action in Iraq continue at home and abroad. Those protests reflect deep divisions about the war, which could have political consequences. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
After the president's speech last Monday and throughout the week, the polling numbers supporting the administration's Iraq policy climbed steeply. Aren't these protests just loud minority voices?
Yes, basically. In a Gallup poll over the weekend, released today, 72% say they favor the war, and that includes majorities of Democrats, independents, as well as Republicans. And 71% give President Bush a high approval rating. But we already had, in that poll, a difference between responses on Saturday and Sunday as the casualties started to come in on over the weekend and support started slipping even over the weekend. And what you're seeing here, I think, is something unusual, which is a great deal of dissent before the war began, early in the war. I mean, usually this happens much later in the course of a conflict. And you're seeing it worldwide, so that Americans are seeing images of people protesting American policy all over the world. And the churches are also involved, so that you can hear from the pulpit on Sunday morning denunciations of the war, and in Catholic churches, reminders that the Pope is against this war. So it's not the same total unity that you normally see going into a war like this. And pollsters are saying that it's hard to see this President Bush gaining the same support as his father did in what's now being called Gulf One, when he reached 91% approval ratings.
The Democrats seem to be cowed into silence. They must think this is a popular war.
Well, it is, and they do, and they don't want to criticize the president, and they certainly don't want to criticize the troops. And Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle found himself in hot water last week when he had been highly critical of the president, and then war broke out, and he was challenged not only by Republicans but by reporters about his support of the president. And he kept saying, look, now there's war. He's our commander-in-chief. We've passed a Senate resolution supporting the action. But then even as that happened in the House, Democrats were objecting to a resolution supporting the policy as well as the troops. All of this could come back to bite them as they go into the next election, because it underlines previous attitudes about Democrats. Also in this Gallup poll, the number of people who think the country is going in the right direction has gone up from 36% to 60% in 2 weeks, an unprecedented jump. Now, that is unlikely to hold, but if it does, that's very good for the incumbent, whoever the incumbent is, and in this case, George Bush.
In the midst of all this war action, domestic policy is being debated on Capitol Hill. How is the war affecting that?
Well, the Republicans in the Senate used the war and the rally around the flag to bring the budget to the floor last week, and that included the president's big tax cut. Now, Democrats were successful in getting $100 billion off of the tax cut to pay for the war, but an attempt to cut the tax cut in half, which was somewhat bipartisan, was defeated. And the president is not making the mistake that his father did of ignoring domestic policy during the war. He is still talking about it, showing he cares. And the uncertainty about the war being over last week sent the stock market up. We'll see what happens as the casualties mount, what happens to the markets.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.